All right, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this time as we break open your word and we just share a moment, Lord. We just pray that we will make room, we'll make time for you this season, that we'll make you the center of our Christmas, not just an add-on. Amen. She searched frantically in pure panic. They're about to send out an alert. She's looking for her child. She had been busy shopping with him, and he had done as children do. He had gotten away. He had wandered away, and she's just about to really go into full panic. She's in tears when she happens to look in the Christian bookstore, and there's her child, and he's standing there staring. Of course, she goes in like any mother, very calm, and you know, just spoke to him so nicely, "You little darling, and thank you for that." And just in a panic, and she notices that the little boy's not paying any attention. She grabs him kind of by the arm and says, "Listen to me." And he says, "But Mommy, I'm looking." He was sitting there staring at, in the Christian bookstore, a nativity scene. And he said, "Mommy, there's the baby Jesus." And she's trying to tell the others who have rushed her aid that she's found her child. And he goes, "But Mommy, there's the baby Jesus." And finally she responds. She said, "Honey, I know, but we don't have time for that right now. We got to go." You know, we live in a world where Christmas now starts in some ways right after Halloween. That's when the decorations begin to be sold and the stuff begins to go up. And yet, our focus becomes cloudier and cloudier. There was a wonderful video that tells that story that I want you just to share in. A musical video, a song written by a young lady who experienced what it was like to know and to say, "We don't have time for him right now. It's Christmas. We're busy."
Christmas time was approaching, snow was starting to fall, shoppers choosing their presents, people filling the mall, children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. Little boy tucked my sweater, looked up and asked me, "Where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store?"
You know, I've been in a lot of places. I've even been to Bethlehem. I've never yet found a line to see Jesus but one place. That was in the city of Jerusalem at a place known as Calvary. You know, I love Christmas. It is and can be a busy time. It hasn't been many years, though. Rose and I both had reached the point, and when I say I love Christmas, when they start playing the carols and putting the stuff in the store, I'm there. I intentionally go to Lowe's once a week just to see what they've marked down for the over there, and especially the ones that are animated that move. I just love them. And if any of you have an extra $400, Rose doesn't this year, okay? I want an authentic Thomas Kinkdale Lionel train, okay? It ain't but $400. Come on. I'm not getting that this year again. I've been told next year. I love Christmas, but it hadn't been many years that Rose and I hated it. We were part of a church, and they're doing a Christmas cantata, and there's a Christmas cantata. There's an adult play. There was a children's play. There was a middle school play. And in this particular church, every single class, and I think there was 12 of them, have a Christmas party. Well, there aren't but so many Fridays and Saturdays you can have a Christmas party. And so they were having Christmas parties, and guess who was expected to be at every Christmas party? At 5, I'm at this Christmas party, and I better eat something. At 6, I had to be at this Christmas party, and I better eat something. At 7, I better be at this Christmas party, sometimes 3 a night. And by the time Christmas Eve got here, Rose and I really said, I will be so glad when this mess is over. And I caught myself. I thought, even in the church, we don't have time for that. We're busy preparing for this and preparing for that or doing this or doing that. And we lose sight of the focus of what Christmas really is all about. The real reason. It's not about Santa, as wonderful as that is. It's not about presents. It's not about wrapping. It's not about parties. It's not about giving. It says, now in those days there went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the earth. This was the first census taken by Quirinius, was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. And Joseph went up from the city of Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, in order to register for the census along with his wife Mary, who he was to be married to, who he was engaged to, who was with child. And while they were there, she gave birth. Not in the inn, but in the manger. Isn't it amazing that in all of what was going on, they never said in that first Christmas story, the ones with the shepherds and later with the wise men and all of the angels in the celebration, they never said, I don't have time for that. And, I thought about that as I prepared this message. Aren't you glad that God, when He looked down at our world and He thought, I've got to send my Son, my precious, I've got to give of myself what is known as the incarnation. I've got to leave the splendor of heaven where there is no sin, where there is no evil, there is nothing. And I've got to go down to that nasty, filthy, sinful planet Earth. Aren't you glad God didn't say, I don't have time for that. I know I am. When I think about it, I'm also glad that Joseph is busy in his carpentry shop and he's engaged. There's nothing more wonderful than that. My wife is sitting on pins and needles. My son went to New York this week with his longtime girlfriend. And if he didn't take the ring that he's had for 3 years and he doesn't ask her this year, Rose is going to ask her for him before it's all over with. Joseph was busy. He's busy with his carpentry shop. He's busy going through the year-long time. They had a year-long engagement. But Joseph didn't say when the angel appeared to him and he says, oh, by the way, your girlfriend is with child and it's of the Holy Spirit. He didn't say, yeah, right. He didn't say, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to go and register for the census. He gave. What about Mary? A young teenage girl. An angel appears to her. Then he tells her, Mary, you've been chosen of God. You're to have God's child. You are to birth in your womb will be the Savior of the world. Here's Mary. I mean, you ladies know, if you remember, that getting ready for a wedding, you don't have time for much else. But Mary didn't say, I don't have time for that. It's amazing that we live in a world that we say that. Aren't you glad they didn't say that? But the sad truth is, before I ask you a question that God's asked me to give you, and the question is this. Do you have time for Christmas this year? Do you have time for the real Christmas? Will you make time not to worry about the presents and the tree and whether the lights are working or they're not working, or whether we get to the children's play or the adult play or this and that? Will you take the time to set aside and say, thank you, Lord, I've got time for that? For you see, even in the Christmas story, there were some people that didn't have time for that. The innkeeper. Oh, man, when the word of the census came out, all he saw was dollars. My inn's going to be full. And then there come Mary and Joseph, and they come in, and some people say, well, there was no room for them in the inn. It really wasn't a place for a baby to be born if he was going to try to make any money that night. I don't know if you've been in labor and delivery. Some of you, they didn't let you go then, but it's not the most exciting time on earth. He didn't have time for that. And yet, within 100 yards of him is someone who is going to be born that's going to change the very world. Within 100 yards of us or less, maybe a few feet, maybe only about 12 inches, is the real experience of Christmas. Oh, there was another one. The King of the Jews didn't have time for that. Some people go, King of the Jews, that was Jesus. No, it wasn't. It was Herod. You remember the wise men show up and they said, hey, King Herod, we're here because we're following a star. King Herod heard all about it. The scripture says that he brought all of the holy people, all the scribes and all of the religious leaders of the day and said, tell me about this. And it's plainly right there in the prophecy books that Herod had. You remember what happened? Herod says, when you find him, let me know because I don't have time for that. I'm busy with my way of doing things. These were all people that were career focused. They were focused on family or what they were having to do. And in doing that, they missed it. I remember after saying that, how ashamed I was that I went, God, I will be so glad when I'm so tired of parties. If I eat another sausage ball, I'll die. No wonder I ended up being diabetic. And it hit me. No, you really don't have time for that. In fact, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad here at Holloway's. When I came here and found out that every classroom doesn't have a Christmas party, or if you do, you don't invite me to it, I'm not offended at all. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Not that I wouldn't want to be with you. Do we have time for that? So the question this morning is, do you have time, or which one of these people will you be? Are you going to spend this year and like you did last year, the year before, and you're going to be like the innkeeper? You're going to be so busy that when everybody leaves, when the children or the grandchildren or the family leaves, or I'm through with all that, you go, whew, I'm glad that's over. Is that what you're going to be like? Maybe you're going to be like Herod. You're going to be so self-absorbed in your little world, your business. You know, I'm going to miss a few days. Listen, Rose and I love our son, but our son is a workaholic. He's very, very successful materially. I don't mean Adam chases materially things, but Adam makes serious money. And as I thought about it last night, and I thought, you know, that's all good. He works very hard for it. But I thought, you know, Christmas, I doubt he even makes it to church because he doesn't have time. It's not that he doesn't believe in Christ. It's not that he doesn't know what it's all about. He's just busy. Herod was busy. In fact, Adam's going to panic because Christmas comes during a time when he's usually working. He didn't have time for that. Are you like the religious crowd of the day? You know, we got a religious crowd nowadays. Man, we do it. I love church. I love being at church. Norma, you know this. We got more going on during Christmas than we know how to do. And then on top of that, the pastor and his wife have got to be at every party. And then we got to prepare sermons, and they got to be different than the sermon from last year. Though most of them wouldn't remember it if it was anyway, Norma. You know that. Do I have time this year for Christ? One of the things that I miss most about Rose's father being gone. Every year when we gathered with the children and grandchildren, there was one demand before we would eat, but before we did anything present-wise, he would sit down and Rose would bring him the family Bible and he would read that wonderful story. And I don't know about you, I knew I was going to be getting some good gifts. Mm-hmm. I did. Listen, I was a preacher and I knew I was getting good gifts. I had my son with me. He's ready for his gifts. And we got to sit there and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and we're going, la, la, da, da, blah, 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 blah. Isn't it sad that there's no line for Jesus? That I don't have time for that? Maybe, hopefully, prayerfully, for you, you'll be like Joseph and Mary. You will allow the Christ of creation to invade and interrupt your life once again, even though it's going to cost you something. It's going to take some time to set aside, to be still for more than a moment and say, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad God had time. In Galatians 4:4, you don't need to turn. I want to read to you what the Apostle Paul said about God. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. God looked down on our world. And He looked 2,000 years back there, but He looked also here. He knew who would be sitting in the sanctuary at Holloway's today. And the question He has for you in the busyness as the season gets busy, and it's almost time to crank it up for that family stuff and all that other stuff. Do you have time for that? If you don't have your Hatchimal yet, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go on the internet and pay the $100 for it if you got to. You're going, what's a Hatchimal? That's the newest little gift. It's some kind of egg thing. And I can't figure it out, but people are fussing and fighting. And some lady said, I've been to every Toys R Us in the region, and they don't have it. And my child needs it. And I don't know what you need. You need to just go buy her a Cabbage Patch Kid and tell her how popular they were. Do we have time? I hope that you won't arrive at Christmas Day, and we'll do a service here. Service is going to be at 10. It'll be fairly informal. Bring your children in their PJs if you want to. If you can be here, we won't be here all morning. And it'll just be a time when we remember when we say, I've got time for that. God had time for us in John 3:16. For God so loved this old messy, nasty, evil, sin-filled world. A world in which the religious people couldn't care less that He came. And He said, I've got time for them because I love them. I hope that you'll make time, not just a few moments, not just at a worship service, but that you'll make time to stop and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me enough, because I want to tell you something that I heard that always stuck with me. I don't quote it enough, and that is, if you were the only sinful person on earth, if I were the only sinner on earth and everybody else was perfect, and it's really just about the other way. Margaret, you got that. Some of them didn't get that, you know? If you were the only sinful person on earth, do you know that God still would have sent Jesus for you? If you were the only one that needed it, He would have sent Jesus for you. He made time for you. You know they don't make any more time. And it's 12:02. It's time for us to end the service. We're going to end it with an invitation. But I want you to answer the question, if there was a line at the mall for Jesus, would I have my children in that one or the other one? There's nothing wrong with the other one. I've got time for that. Our hymn of commitment is hymn number 89, Ruth's Gonna Lead Us. Oh, come all ye faithful. Listen to what it says. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, come where? Come to the mall, come to this, come to that. Come ye. And it means second, bait. It is B-E-T-H. It's bait in the Hebrew. Beit Lehem, house of bread, city of David.